The Preparedness Fair will be Thursday, May 24th from 5:30 to 8:30 at Treasure Mountain Junior High. Summit County Health Department Public Information Officer Derek Sitaway explains the purpose of the fair.
The Summit County Preparedness Fair is an opportunity for all members of the community across Summit County to come and learn about our upcoming fire season, to learn how they can prepare for any disasters that we may be affected by in Summit County, and also prepare for those by providing information about 72-hour kits. We'll also have a number of other programs and offerings there. The health department will be doing a drug take-back program. Valley Behavioral Health will be there, Red Cross, a lot of different agencies involved to get a general overall health, well-being, and preparedness fair.
The fair will also focus on enrolling residents in the county's emergency alert program. More information can be found at summitcountyalerts.com.
One of the big things we're pushing is for people to sign up to the Summit County Alert System, which is the way that we're notifying residents or visitors that are in the county anytime anything is going on, whether it's a fire or snow conditions or whatever it might be. And you can check that out ahead of time at summitcountyalerts.com. We'll also have the CERT team, community or emergency response teams, if you want to learn more about that and maybe get involved. Information about joining our volunteer radio programs and a lot of other things like that.
Sitaway explains what the county's volunteer radio program is.
PC RADCOM is a new program that we're working to put together that connects neighborhoods throughout Summit County with handheld radios, basically licensed ham operators. There's been one operating in Camas for about 5 years, and we're looking to expand that program out into other areas of the county.
Summit County Fire Warden Bryce Boyer will also be at the event.
We'll have our Wildland fire trailer up there, as well as brochures on fire adaptive vegetation that can be planted around structures and so on that's more resilient or retardant to fire spread. Those are available at the Utah State Forestry Fire and State Land website. Park City Fire and EMS will be at this as well. And I'm asking them to have some of their ready, set, go stuff so that people have an idea of what things to have ready in case they are evacuated. What to be planning ahead for.
More information about the event can be found on Summit County Health's Facebook page. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.